everyone, I'm Briar, and this is the Fantastical Writers Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about direct inspiration. There is a belief that writers come up with ideas out of their imagination as simply as you pick apples from a tree, but that is not always the case. Sometimes writers hear a story and it stays with them so long that they end up becoming inspired by it. Simply put, they take a base story and build off it. Now you might be thinking, well, that's cheating. And if that is the case, then Disney is the biggest cheater of them all. Disney really started to explode in popularity when they started taking fairy tales like Cinderella or Snow White and gave them life in animated form. When that worked for them, they moved on to folk tales and books. For example, in the book The Littlest Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen, the base story is quite similar to the Disney The Little Mermaid, but they did some tweaking, like by not having her die at the end, added in some Disney magic, and boom, it was a hit. Even Mulan is based off a folktale. My point is that Disney is great at taking stories like they did for the tale of the Snow Queen and building it into a moneymaker, aka Frozen. They do not always spend time trying to come up with a basic plot, and instead they take an old story, use what they need, and reimagine the rest. Doing this not only saves you time and money, but can also be an interesting challenge for your imagination. If you retell the Little Red Riding Hood the way it's always been told, people might not want to read it because they'll feel like that they've read it before. However, if you take the Little Red Riding Hood and turn her into a hunter, and the wolf is actually a werewolf, it changes it drastically. It is still the same story in basics, but it is the twists that you weave in that draw your readers to keep reading. If Disney is not the example you want, the same is done for almost every popular book there is. Harry Potter, don't kill me for saying this, Potter fans, is basically a mix of The Wizard of Earthsea, The Worst Witch, and mythological creatures from our world. Game of Thrones, according to readers, is almost the exact same plotline to the real-life War of the Roses. No one argues that these authors are cheating, because they made the stories their own and wrote them in a way that spoke to people. So if you want to write a reimagined fairy tale or folktale or even do some time in history, do not feel like you're cheating. There's still plenty of work to do, and writing a reimagined work does not make you less of a writer, and don't believe people who tell you otherwise. But do note, I am not giving you an excuse to do plagiarism. There is a difference between using direct inspiration and doing plagiarism.